This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have now read the first five books of the Old Testament and the first book of the New Testament. As Jesus commissioned his disciples, even so Moses passed the baton on to Joshua in the closing chapters of Deuteronomy. Joshua, like the disciples, was in over his head, but both Jesus and Moses prepared their protégés for what they would face. Both made it clear they would only succeed in their tasks if they obeyed God's word and relied upon God's Spirit. Joshua 1:8 declares, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Jesus told his disciples to teach those who would become followers of Christ to obey everything he had commanded them. To do this, they would have to remain immersed in the words of Christ. Moses laid his hands on Joshua, and he was filled with the Spirit of wisdom, the Holy Spirit. Jesus reminded his disciples he would be with them always to the very end of the age. How? Not physically, because he shortly ascended into heaven. He would be with them through the presence of the Holy Spirit. This is still true today. To fulfill tasks beyond our capabilities, we need to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, Colossians 3:16, and be filled with the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. This is the key to effective, fruitful transitions when we pass the baton of leadership from one generation to another.